So, I know that God speaks because today, when I was doing all of my finishing touches for the homily today, I told him, Lord, there anything else you want to add? Wrong question, you know? And then all of a sudden, I turned on the radio to the station, K-Love, and then all of a sudden, I heard a song by Casting Crown named Start Right Here. I'll read some of the lyrics for you. The song said, we want our coffee in the lobby. Of course, this is a Protestant version of church. You're not bringing coffee in the Catholic church, right? We want our coffee in the lobby. We want our worship on a screen. We got a rock star preacher who won't wake us from our dreams. We want our blessing in our pockets. We want our missions overseas. But for the hurting in our cities, would we even cross the street? I'm like the brother of the prodigal who turned his nose and puffed his chest. He didn't run off like his brother, but his soul was just at death. What if church on Sunday was still church on Monday too? What if we came down from our towers and walked a mile in someone's shoes? Cause we want to see the heart set free and the tyrants kneel, the walls fall down and our land be healed. But church, if we want to see a change in the world out there, it got to start right here, it got to start right now. Lord, I'm starting here, and I'm starting right now. And I think that's a great message for us to remember, especially at the election get closer. We have to remember, my brothers and sisters, that we're called to be Christians at all times. And oftentimes, when I talk to the young people, especially college students, they think of mission, or oftentimes we too think of mission at going somewhere outside of the United States to go somewhere poor, somewhere that really need our help and change them. And we can change the whole world except changing ourselves. And all the readings today speak to us about radical charity. The first reading today from the book of Exodus, the Lord remind his people Israel, just as you were slave and when you were abandoned and oppressed by others, I still save you, I still redeem you, and I still bring you out of slavery into a land of freedom. The land that I have promised to your fathers in faith. So you too should treat the alien, the abandoned, forgotten, those who are living on the fringes of your very own society, those people that you don't know, just as I have cared for you. And the second reading today, what did St. Paul said? Let your charity and your love and your faith in Jesus Christ speak louder than the word that you preach. Because at the end of the day, if we don't live what we preach, then we become hypocrites ourselves. And which leads us toward the gospel reading today, where Jesus reminds us that all the commandments boil down to loving God and loving our neighbor. And when we say that God is love, in Latin it said, Deus caritas est, the word caritas at the word of greatest love. And we find that same word of caritas in the word charity, don't we? Sometimes we think that we need money, we need power, we need influence, we need this or that to do charity. No, we only can love or be charitable to one another by how we give ourselves to each other. Going out of the way and really caring for one another instead of expecting them to meet us where we are before we serve them. And to be honest with you, I'll share with you some of my challenging experience as a priest out here. As a matter of fact, it happened on Sunday. I just got home and I was about to take a nap on Sunday before I went to my last Mass at MSU at 6 p.m. I was tired, and I just closed my eyes for about 10 minutes. The phone rang. Ring. I said, I'm not picking it up, you know? And then it rang about 4 times. And then all of a sudden, this person pushed the extension of the phone to get to the rectory. I said, oh. You know when you're being awoken from a nap, you get grouchy, right? So I got to take a deep breath. Hello, this is Father Coy speaking. How can I help you? You know? And then this person told me, Father, I've been walking for days, and I haven't eaten for 48 hours. Would you help me? Yeah, I'll help you. Can you give me 15 minutes? I'll meet you where you are, or if you let me know what you would like to eat, I'll buy it for you, and I'll meet you, and then I will buy you a meal tonight. This person said, oh, I just had a surgery in recent times, so I'm very particular about my food. Father, can you take me to Brahms and make sure that I have the things that I can and cannot eat? I said, oh, like, how picky can you be, you know? Like, I'm being honest with you. I'm a human being. I'm no saint, you know? So I'm thinking to myself, oh, this person, you know, so picky. What else does this person wants? And then all of a sudden, this person said, Father, one more favor. I don't have a place to stay tonight. Can you get me a room? So I told this person, okay, I will pay one night for you at the Twilight Inn, and I will pay for your dinner tonight. Okay? So I will meet you at the Twilight Inn. You just give me some time. So when I show up, again, much more demands were being given to me, asking me to take this person to Brahms and then all this stuff. I said, I cannot have you in my car because of safe environment procedures, but also I need to make sure that I keep myself safe from COVID so that I don't pass it on to my own parishioners. So I told this person that I'll go to Brahms and buy a gift card for you, and I'll pay for you to have a night rest here. And if you need anything, tell the front office, and I will take care of the rest at best that I can. To be honest with you, charity sometimes hurt the heck out of us. It's an inconvenience, because sometimes we think that, oh, when we do charity, it's supposed to make us feel good. No, not necessarily. Sometimes we're being challenged, and God create those inconveniences, those challenges for us. And unless we recognize that charity is the part, the giving of myself totally and completely, then we only do charity at our convenience, for our glory, at our expense. That it not radical and true charity. If that's the case, then you and I, when we go to United or TJ Maxx or somewhere, we can just click that button said, donate $1 to St. Jude Research Hospital, or like Meals on Wheel or whatever, or No Kid Go Hungry campaign, and we feel good. I'm not saying that those things are bad, but we have to know that it's much more than money. It's the giving of ourselves to one another. Why? We can be charitable to one another, caring for the forgotten, the abandoned, those who are living on our very fringes of society, because God has been charitable to us. God had loved us. God had been generous to us. And therefore, our charity, our love for one another, is the extension, is the response, is the giving of ourselves. God I thank you for what you have given me. And I choose to love this person right in front of me, even though I don't want to do it right now. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of many things that are happening right now, I challenge you to choose small acts of kindness and charity each day. If we want our world to change, not going to be through politics. If we want our society to change, not going to be through social media. If we want things to change, it had to begin with us by how we practice radical charity. Because I can tell you this right now, if we institutionalize charity, and if we expect the government to do charity for us, I can tell you, the socialist government of Vietnam, the communist regime of Vietnam, right now, the central region of Vietnam is being flooded right now. And of course, all the government officials come on TV and said, please donate to these official organizations that we have designated to help these poor people. No one trusts them. No one send money to a socialist-run institution because we all know that they are corrupted and bribed and only care for their good, you know? And these people, I can tell you with the truth, I'm not bashing anybody, but I can tell you they're living in houses and towers of riches. But when times come, when things get hard, these government officials don't care about the people. It has always been individuals and religious organizations in Vietnam and many poor countries that step up to care for each other. So it's a reminder for us too here in America. When we want our society to be healed and things be changed, this begins with us, not with the institution, not with more programs, huh? Because that's when the cracks get bigger and bigger and people fall through the crack. But if we, each and every one of us, choose in our own small, limited, but personal way to radically love one another, just as God had loved us, then we recognize that all we can ever do is to keep his commandments, to follow his laws, and what we have received, we then in turn share, because God is love.